From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. allied forces are reporting at least 24 additional airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria in a lengthy campaign to keep the Islamist terror group from expanding. ISIS, also known as ISIL's brutal campaign, reportedly has claimed the life of a prominent antiquity scholar who dedicated his career to overseeing Syria's ancient ruins of Palmyra. Militants claim they have beheaded Khalid al-Assad. News of this drew condemnation from Washington, where State Department spokesman John Kirby responded.
ISIL's damage and looting of historic sites in Syria and Iraq, which have been preserved for millennia, have not only destroyed irreplaceable evidence of ancient life and society, but have also helped fund its reign of terror inside those countries.
ISIS has captured about a third of the territory in Syria and neighboring Iraq. Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle will plead guilty to charges of possessing child pornography and paying for sex with minors. In a statement from his attorney, Fogle expresses remorse for his actions. Ryan Delaney of member station WFYI reports Fogle faces at least 5 years in prison.
Jared Fogle left the federal courthouse in Indianapolis to a large crowd of media and hecklers. Federal prosecutor Stephen DeBroda says the 37-year-old used his wealth and travels to have sex with underage girls in fancy New York City hotels.
He is allowed to travel, and he's taking advantage of that, being away from where he lives to sort of further that activity.
Fogle's attorney says Fogle admits the wrongdoing and will pay more than $1 million restitution to the 14 minors involved. He'll also seek psychiatric help. Fogle gained fame for losing 200 pounds in college, thanks in part to a Subway sandwich diet. Subway quickly ended the relationship with its pitchman after Fogle's suburban Indianapolis home was raided by investigators 6 weeks ago. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney in Indianapolis.
South Carolina is the latest state to say it will investigate clinics that perform abortions. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the move is more fallout from undercover video showing Planned Parenthood officials talking about providing fetal tissue to researchers.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says the videos show practices that are unethical and not consistent with the character of her state. She's ordered a review, even though Planned Parenthood says it does not provide any fetal tissue for research in South Carolina. That only happens in three states, California, Oregon, and Washington. A number of states have ended investigations, saying they find no wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood, but a handful of others say they plan to cut state funding for the group. Meanwhile, a new poll by Reuters Ipsos finds most Americans support federal money for Planned Parenthood. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Before the closing bell, the Dow was down 162 points at 17,349. This is NPR. Germany, one of the final holdouts in a plan to rescue Greece from default, is endorsing the agreement. Today, Parliament voted in favor of giving Greece access to an 86 billion euro rescue pot to avoid defaulting on its loans, including a payment due to the European Central Bank tomorrow. In exchange, Greek lawmakers have reluctantly agreed to make much deeper cuts in spending and to buckle down on its collection of taxes. 2 years after a fire broke out on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner on a London tarmac, investigators have concluded a battery was to blame. Britain's Air Accidents Investigations Branch released a report stating that cross-batter wires short-circuited on the plane operated by Ethiopian Airlines. Actress Yvonne Craig, best known for playing the original Batgirl in the 1960s TV show Batman, has died. NPR's Kat Chow says Craig passed away this week at her home in California.
As Batgirl, Yvonne Craig was always swooping in to save the day, and Batman and Robin. Craig stood out in her role as a strong woman. In the 70s, after the show had been canceled for years, Craig advocated for equal pay, as Batgirl, in a government public service announcement.
Quick, Batgirl, untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin.
Holy discontent!
Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
Craig acted in productions with Elvis Presley and Bing Crosby. Her family announced this week that she died in hospice care from complications related to breast cancer. She was 78 years old. Kat Chow, NPR News.
U.S. stocks closing the day lower, with the Dow off 162 points. This is NPR News.